praise the Lord. Now before I sit down, hallelujah, this is a prayer point. You may not take it here, but hold it. God is about to do something. And it's Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. Can we read it? It says, and a man's foes, enemies, people that will trouble your peace, who are they? Shall be they of his own household. Praise the Lord. Amen. What that scripture is saying, like I say, I want to give it to you as a prayer point. God is about to separate somebody here from somebody who is close to you and is the one frustrating you. I heard it. Somebody close to you. Amen. A man's foes shall be there of his own household. That scripture is not saying, it doesn't mean that your family members are your enemies. What it's saying is, amen. What it's saying that the enemy that is most effective, that will deal with you well, that the thing will pay you, that will succeed to bring you down, is the very one that will be close to you. Because it's the one that knows you're coming in, you're going out. It's the one that knows all your projects. It's the one you discuss with, yet an unfriendly friend. Is somebody understanding me? This night, God ministered to me. He will expose them. When they are exposed, you'll be shocked. And he walks in ways we cannot see. Praise the Lord. He walks in ways we cannot see. He says, okay, Psalm 41. See a description of that enemy, verse 9. Psalm 41, verse 9. A description. Yea, my own familiar friends, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. My own very familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread. Now me they feed them. Now me they accommodate them. And yet, now they walk against me. A man's foes shall be them of his own household. The very close. Anyway, Satan wants to deal with you effectively. He will smuggle the enemy very close to you. In military warfare, it is called the fifth columnist. He operates from inside. When you are planning the battle strategy, he's the one that will sneak and say, they are coming like this. So that's why the Syrian soldiers thought one of them was a fifth columnist, telling Israel, anytime they do their battlefield, when they want to come right, Israel will appear left and finish them. He said, somebody here is giving information. Until one of them said, the Lord, there is a man in Israel. Hallelujah. There is a man in Israel. Before anything happened, God didn't show him. And that man is who? That man of Calvary. That's who he is.
Has won my heart.
One more time.
Hallelujah. That's my heart. set me free.
Oh, stand up, everybody. Stand up. One more time.
Oh, hallelujah. That's my own Calvary. Has won my heart. Has won. To set me free.
Oh,
this man on Calvary.
Somebody here, even after today, even after this vigil, that person where they do you will come meet you, say, "Make we declare fasting. May God expose the person where they do us." Somebody heard. Amen. That scripture was fulfilled in Judas. It was the Spirit of Christ speaking through David. And the day Jesus Christ spoke, he said, "One of you will betray me." And Judas said, "Is it I? Not me? Somebody here, the very person, don't be surprised. To cover up so that you will not suspect that he is the one. He will say, "You see that the way pastor talk, I received the revelation too. God will expose the person where they do us." This prayer point I'm giving you now, except the person is your husband or your wife. Amen. It's for you alone. It's not for you to pray with another person. Don't take this prayer point with your prayer partner. Don't take this prayer point with anybody where they live with you. Where you they live with. This is now your own only. Let it start here now. We are going to pray. Amen. He knows all things. He sees all things. Anybody around me, where they do me. And it can be a witch by spiritual powers. And it can be out of jealousy. Setting you against somebody else. You don't see when carnal people are operating. The spirit of jealousy is worse than the spirit of witchcraft. I'm telling you, that's the truth. The spirit of jealousy is worse than the spirit of witchcraft. It's worse. Some witchcraft is just mischief. But this jealousy is, he wish you evil. Because, and anybody that is, you know, that jealousies you like that, is because you are better than that person. It's because you are better. Hallelujah. We set you up where. Set you up. And there are people carrying Bible with that spirit. Anybody that has that spirit, you better repent now, because it's a terrible spirit. Nobody with that spirit progresses. Nobody. I'm telling you, I'm not laying a curse, I'm telling you what I know. Nobody that has a spirit that is not happy when somebody else is happy. Nobody, such a person never progresses. Never, never, never. We are Christians. We want to expose that spirit. But there's a battle God wants to fight for somebody now. Hallelujah. Whether a man or a woman, no. Or friendly from, maybe it's even in your office. Maybe that person went there the same shop with you. Where we're not there the same union. Now you close so you pass. And it's very easy, let me quickly tell you, it's very easy to identify somebody who is monitoring you to frustrate you. It's very easy. I mean, this is one way to identify the person. You say you are my friend. I can't go here. You can't go so space. I saw something happen. You know, can't tell me. You say you are my friend. No talk to me again from today. No talk to then you will some. Is this why? I am going out with Emeka. And Emeka came to take me. He said, why I not tell you? Say, Emeka, they contact me, kick me out. Why? Mark that person. Why are you angry? That Emeka gave me something I not tell you. Something is wrong somewhere. That is the red light danger. That one, a red light. Wait for you to say, something is happening here. And the more you keep this secret yourself, the more violent the person becomes. The more angry the person becomes. Ha! That is exposition. I told you, I said God will expose. I've not told you how he will expose. Because he works in ways we cannot see. Now one of the ways be this. It may be a dream. I know they like dream because Satan can give wrong dream to cause you to hate somebody. So I don't deal with you based on dream. I use dream to watch, to confirm what I saw in the dream. Before I act, I will confirm it first. So today, after this night, after you offer this short prayer here now, and you begin to see somebody following you bumper to bumper, bumper to bumper, bumper to bumper. You they go out, you say, where did they go? I won't go somewhere. Somewhere we are, we go together. Not by force. And you tell them, where I want to go, I beg, I don't make anybody know, sir, they go. Then he begins to fight you, suspect number two. Are you ready now? Are you ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only person that has a right to your movement is either your father, your mother, your husband, or your wife. Has a right. Has a right. 2-3 days ago or so, if I remember, my wife is here. Just open my bedroom and say, give me your phone. I want to check your phone. I can't give him. I say, what do you have to take now? She say, okay. I want to confirm whether you practice what you teach. He said, take. You don't look at me again. I said, I don't get secret. Take the phone now. Because your wife is entitled to see your phone. Praise the Lord. Your wife has a right to you don't have privacy as far as your wife is concerned. Sister, you don't have privacy as far as your husband is concerned. You don't have privacy when you are living under your father or your mother. You must know where you they go, who you associate with. But for a friend, there is things he should know and things he should not know. And if he decides everything what they do, I must go. I want to withdraw for prayer. I say, I will follow you. No, I want to do private prayer. I say, Mok, we go together now. Now lie. You want to hear what they pray about? Are you ready to pray? Amen. You go. See. This is a prayer. You don't go say, oh Lord. No be grammar. Oh Lord, separate me from anybody that is monitoring me. Unfriendly friend. This one. You go, separate. I'm watching it. Oh Lord, separate. Hey, separate. By fire, by force. Separate. If you go home, you see somebody park, run, go. Don't go after the person. Praise the Lord. Or you go, somebody say, park, come up from my house. Give thanks unto the Lord. And move and go. Are you ready now to pray? Are you ready to pray? Hallelujah. Your right hand up. Prophetic action. Your right hand up. Everybody hand up. Cut something, let me see. Cut something, let me see. Cut, make I see. Thank you. Lift up your hand now. Are you ready to cut yourself off? Cut off every link between me and any offending friend. Blood of Jesus Christ, be for me, shall we go? Every link between me and the unfriendly friend, cut it. Separation. Separation. Use your hand. Separate.
There is something that makes me come into your presence. My ever. There is something that makes me come into your presence. I have a reason that makes me come into your presence.
Every link. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ.